Choosing hope over fear. Choosing hope over fear. Abram said, Genesis chapter 13, he says, let there be no strife between us. We don't want problems. We're not looking for problems. I believe that God can bless you like he's blessed me. And I'll give you the first choice. Choose where you want to go. And he said in verse number 9, he says, the whole land is before you. If you choose the right, then I'm going to go left. He says, if you choose the left, then I will go right. Now, here's the point. Abram chose to look at the future with hope. And in his mind, it did not matter which land he took or what direction he would go in, because he chose to look at the future with hope rather than with fear. So here we are on the last week of an unprecedented year, the year of social unrest, the year of COVID-19, the year of potential political coups, the year 2020. We've been hearing this all week, good riddance. I'll be glad when it's over. During normal times like this, this is when pastors like to look forward into the new year, and we start to do things like to name the year. This 2021 is going to be the year of this. It's going to be the year of that. But like last year, I just don't sense that I want to do that at this time. Last year, I hesitated to say that it would be a year in which it's going to be such a blessing, but more of a year which the church should keep our eyes on Jesus. Y'all remember that? Well, that would end up being quite an understatement as the year started to unfold, because even then, the virus had already begun to spread throughout the world. We just didn't know it at the time. Time would not permit me to just make a list of all of the things that have happened this year. Things that you have already been through, you lived through it. I don't have to tell you about it. And here you are, you're still here. And we're still dealing with the lingering effects of 2020. So if there's something that I could just interject right here, is that just because the clock strikes 12 on New Year's Eve, that doesn't mean all your problems are over. It doesn't mean that everything is just going to go away. I don't know what people are thinking, that as soon as the clock strikes, it is a new year. Well, it is a new year, and I'm praying that it will be a blessing. But God gave me a simple word about 2021, and he placed it in my spirit, and I want to just give you the word. But before I do, I want to use this text in Genesis chapter 13 to help us to appreciate what I believe the Lord is saying to all of us as we look forward to 2021. Everybody say, I'm looking forward. Say it again, I'm looking forward. We're looking forward with hope. So what is hope? The Greek word that is used in scripture many times is elpis. It means, that word means to look forward with anticipation and with pleasure. Of course, it is similar to confidence. It's similar to the word we use so much over and over again, faith. What Abraham did over and over in his life was to make the choice, and I believe we have a choice, of facing an unknown future with the anticipation that God is going to honor his covenant and his promises. That's what I want you to focus on, the promises of God. And this is what we have to do as we look forward with hope in a new year. Look at the promises of God, even the promises that God made us and the promises that God made our family. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, it says, the Lord spoke to Abraham, and he says, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. I'm not going to show you the land until you start to move. He said in verse number 2, I will. Now here's the promise. I will make of thee a great nation. God says, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shall be a blessing. That's the promise. God said it. We believe it. And that settles it. Amen. Verse number 3, he says, I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curses thee. That is the promise. He said, in you, all the families of the earth are going to be blessed, Abram. So verse number 4, Abram departed from, Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. And watch this, Lot went with him. And by the way, Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Let the Lord, let the church say amen. This blessing and that blessing, but what I mean by blessing is God's pronouncement of Abraham's purpose and the assets that would come along with it is one of our favorite things to preach about. We love to preach about being children of Abraham. We love to preach about the things that God blesses us with because of the blessing that is on our lives. We love to talk about being children of Abraham by faith, and that's God's word. But from a historical perspective, it is also a very telling portrayal of how even people who are blessed and anointed can sometimes become sidetracked. And sometimes we may need some adjustments to make some adjustments along the way. What I hear God saying is that after the Lord has revealed some things to us in 2020, 2021 is a year that we make some adjustments and we get back on track and go back to our anointing, go back to the things that God has said about us. Remember that God told Abraham, leave your country, which he did, and leave your family. Now that he didn't do completely, he did that partially. And in the same breath as he gave him instructions, he gives him one of the greatest blessings found in the Word of God. So now in Genesis chapter 13, we see that history shows us what can happen when we take too long to become fully persuaded to comply with the things that God tells us to do. When God tells us to do things, we should do them quickly, and we should do them as completely as we can. Sometimes we get sidetracked. God, he still holds on to the promises, but what he says is, you need some time to get back on track. The Bible is also very specific in telling us who was with Abraham. It mentions names. And this, of course, would include his wife. But he also took his nephew Lot along with in this journey. Since Abraham was married, I think it would be reasonable to assume that it was okay for him to bring his wife because God is pro-marriage. Amen. So that wasn't a problem. And his wife would also enjoy the blessings that he would enjoy. But I'm not so sure that God thought it would be a good idea to bring Lot with him. And the reason I say that is because the next thing you hear about Lot is that his herdsmen could not get along with Abraham's people. So the mere fact that he brings Lot with him, the first thing we hear is that problems start to arise. When problems start to arise when you're going towards your promise, it might be a good time to stop and start to pray and ask God, what is wrong? Something's not right here. I'm going to blame it on Lot because that's the first thing you hear about Lot. Their disagreements that they had between these herdsmen prompted the parting of ways that we find in Genesis chapter 13 and 8. So Abraham returned to Bethel. He returned to his beginnings. He returned to prayer and worship. And Lot was busy while Abraham was praying and worshiping and seeking God. Lot was busy trying to find his own place in the world. Just a quick word, end the word for somebody today. Be careful about the people that you bring along with you on your journey to destiny. There are people that will hang on to your coattails only to use you and to use your blessing and anointing to further their own personal agendas. So be very careful about who you bring along with you. Let the church say amen. Remember when Jesus chose his disciples? The Bible says he prayed all night before he chose his disciples. So if Jesus had to pray to choose his friends, I think we need to be in prayer about people that we bring along with us in business and people that we make commitments and covenants with. Let the church say amen. We ought to take this example wisely. As we look toward 2021 and beyond, it will be necessary from time to time to go back to your God-given mandate and reevaluate the people around you who are only with you for what they can get out of you. Let the church say amen. That's just a little word within the word. It might be necessary from time to time really to just let people go. Some people you just have to let go. You might love them. They may have been with you for a long time, but sometimes you just had to let it go. Let them go. Especially when it becomes clear, and this is important, when they're standing in the way of the next level word that God has for you. People can do that. They can stand in the way of next level living. In Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 through 9, notice it's Abraham that suggests that Lot and his herdsmen go in a separate direction because of the discord. And that was a tough decision, but it was necessary. What I want you to see in that decision is the level of faith and the level of hope that Abraham had even in letting his nephew go, letting people go from his life. Abraham believed God's word. He believed in the blessing. He believed in the promises and the anointing that was on his life so much, he felt like he could let Lot go and still be okay. He felt like he could let family and friends go and still be okay. He felt so strongly about the anointing that was on his life, he let Lot choose what direction to go in. That way Lot wouldn't say, you know what, you're trying to pull something. No, no, you choose. If you go to the left, I'm going to the right. If you go to the right, I'm going to the left. I will go in the opposite direction. It's your choice. Whatever happens, Abraham says, I know that God is going to be with me because that's the promise. So Lot looked around and he chose the plains of Jordan. The Bible says he chose that direction for one reason. And that one reason was, it looks like it's better over there. The grass is greener over there. It's fertile over there. There's water everywhere. Lot was oblivious to God's promises. So the only thing he could rely on, watch this, is what he could see at the time. I'm going to say that again. Because he didn't have faith in God and a covenant relationship with God, the only thing he could depend on is what he could see, what people were telling him, what the indicators were saying, what social media was saying. What's hot today? What's trending? I want y'all to get this because he didn't have a relationship with God. So he looked for the greener grass, but in looking for greener grass, he looked over and completely ignored the God that created the grass. He ignored the God that created the water. So there's a powerful principle at work here. Listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. It is the epitome of hypocrisy to claim that you are a person of faith while you make all your decisions based on what you can see with your natural eyes. That's not faith. Let the church say amen. And we can be just as hypocritical. We can say that we are children of God, but the prayer is the last thing we do. Looking at God's word is the last thing we do when we're making a decision. Talking to the men and the women of God in our lives, that's the last thing we do. Give me a newspaper. Tell me what's trending. Tell me what's going to be hot next year. I want to invest in that. But in all you're getting, the Bible says you need to get understanding. And that comes from having a relationship with God. I want to tell you right now, there's going to be some things that are going to come up. They're going to sound good and they're going to look good. But in your spirit, something's going to say, no, I'm not going in that direction. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm telling you, you're going to have to make some choices in 2021. And some of them are going to be tough choices, but they're necessary. Because here's what God is doing. He's taking you to the next level. Let the church say amen. Where Lot saw green pastures, Abraham was resting on the promises of God. Lot thought he was making the right choices because he didn't have the promise. He didn't have the blessing. He could only rely on what he could hear, what he could see, what he could feel. What I hear the Lord saying to us today is that we are all going to have to go back to our core principles and back to the promises of God and back to God's word as we face the year ahead. You can never become a prisoner of what you see and what you feel. Don't become a prisoner to what the world is saying is hot or what is right or what the next big thing is. You have to have a relationship with God enough to know that doesn't feel right in my spirit. Let the church say amen. Don't be Lot in 2021. Be Abraham. Amen. Don't look at a land and say, you know what? I don't see any water. Don't be Lot. Even if you don't see water, depend on the promises of God. Our God is the God that promised to create rivers in the desert. That's what God said. He says, behold, I will do a new thing. And when something is new, people don't see it ahead of time. It takes somebody with vision. Not with glasses, but with vision to say, you know what? Here's what God is going, where God is going. Here's what God is saying that we should do. God is the God of the new thing. He can be depended upon to feed us in green pastures, but he can also be with us in the valleys of desperation. He wants us to look toward the future with faith and with hope rather than the fear of lack. Faith and hope over the fear of lack. Sometimes we make mistakes trying to figure out what's going to happen. But if our faith is in God, God can replace one thing with something that's better. He can replace one person with somebody that's even better. And that's how we have to look at 2021. Another mistake that Lot made in his decisions is that he seemed to be oblivious about the things that he could not see. So when you're focusing only on the things that you can see with your natural eyes, that puts blinders on your spiritual aspect of your life. He looked at the green grass. He looked at the water. He says, that's where I want to be. Although the land looked to be fertile, it was also a hotbed of demonic activity. I want you to catch that. The Bible says right off the bat, even before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, there was already demonic activity in the land, and that's where he chose to go. The Bible says that the men of that city were extremely wicked, not just wicked, not just having a bad day, not making mistakes. He said the men of that city were extremely wicked and they were known to be extremely wicked. Why in the world would somebody that's supposed to have a relationship with God choose to go to a place that has demons everywhere? I mean, you know what? We ought to get to the place where we ought to just see the devil. I mean, really, no, that's the devil. Come on, somebody. We really need to go back to calling the devil the devil. Not some people are having a bad day. Some people get caught up in things. But some people just got the devil in them. Let me get back on schedule here. What looks good today might be on God's hit list tomorrow. Did y'all hear what I said? The person that you think is the best today because they're hot, they're trending. If you knew what God was going to do tomorrow to that person, you would not connect yourself to that person. You wouldn't connect yourself with that city, with that philosophy, with that idea. Let the church say amen. So we have to have the spirit of discernment. That's a key word for 2021. You need the spirit of discernment. You can't just look. You have to ask the Spirit of God to help you to see what's beneath the, oh, I feel something. What's beneath the surface. Amen. The devil's not going to come to you with a pitchfork and a red suit on. He's going to come to you with a blue dress looking like somebody. Devil's not going to come to you with a pitchfork. He's going to come to you with somebody that's driving a nice car and has a Rolex on. Come on, somebody. You have to be able to look beyond that and say, nah. And if you can't do it, you need to be in prayer. And the Spirit will reveal to you. No, you know what? I know that looks hot right now, but there's something going on there. Something is not right. Let the church say amen. Look at what's going on beneath the surface. Even though the outside looks good, there's something beneath. Jesus said it this way. He said, you can dress up in fine clothes and you can say prayers and look all holy. He said, but beneath all that is dead men's bones. Don't connect yourself to people that are on God's hit list tomorrow. Don't connect yourself to a church. Don't connect yourself to a pastor, a mayor, a president, a senator. Don't connect yourself to people that are on God's hit list. Make 2021, if I were to name it, this is what I would name it. Let it be a year of prayer and meditation and seeking God. Let it be the year of that. Come on, somebody. I'm not telling you it's the year of big money. I'm not telling you it's the year of prosperity. I'm not telling you it's the year of getting your stuff. I'm saying this is the year of seeking God. We're not going after stuff this year. We're going after God. Let the church say amen. Don't just seek the stuff. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the church say amen. There's an old proverb that says, everything that glitters is not necessarily gold. Let the church say amen. I'm not looking for gold. I'm looking for the God of the gold. I'm looking for the God that made the gold. I don't care if it's $600 or $2,000, whatever. There's a God that's bigger than Congress. Come on, somebody. Let me get back on schedule. We got to look at it through the eyes of faith. Through hope and faith, God is going to show you diamonds in their rough state. What do I mean by that? A diamond in the rough. If some people could see a diamond in the rough and kick it thinking it's a rock, but there are some people that have that discernment. Oh no, that's not just a rock. Don't kick that one, baby. It might have a lot of mess, a lot of dirt on it, but that's a diamond. And it may not be shining right now, but we're going to cut it. And we're going to shine it. And we're going to buff that thing. That thing is, do y'all hear what I'm saying? God would allow you to go into a resale shop and find something that's worth millions or thousands or hundreds. and you buy it for $1.99. Come on, somebody. Back in the old days, I used to say, we ain't going to resale shops anymore. But God has humbled me. Amen. When I go to the store, I pass all of that regular stuff that just hit come out, and I look at it and I say, I'll see you on the clearance rack in 6 months. 75% off. Let me get back on my schedule here. God's going to show you some diamonds in the rough. Buildings that people think are not that are not important. He's going to show you people. I'm telling you, I got goosebumps right now. God's going to show you people that other people will throw away, but those people are going to be the best people that for your business, the best people for your relationships. Everybody say, a diamond in the rough. Yeah. Everybody's looking for the next big thing. I'm looking for God, because God knows what the next big thing is going to be. When you know God, you can take a pass on something that looks good right now, but that will ultimately destroy your covenant relationship with God. Saints got to be able to stand up and say, you know what? I think I'm going to pass on that. And everybody's like, you don't want to pass on him. You don't want to pass on her. No, I think I'll pass. There's just something in my spirit that says, this is not it. I'm willing to wait for the good stuff. How about you? Amen. And watch this. It was only after Lot left that God gave Abraham the next word. There's some people in your life, there's some things in your life, there's some bad habits in your life that God just, he's just waiting for you to get rid of them. And when you do that, he's going to say, all right, now let's go to the next level. It was only after Lot left that God appeared to him again with a renewal of the promises that he'd made before. It was after this painful separation that God essentially told Abraham, watch this, you let Lot go, you let Lot choose, now watch what I'm getting ready to do for you. He not only gave Abraham the land that he already had, right? He also gave him the land that he didn't choose. He gave him all the land that he could see in every direction. He said, Lot was looking with his eyes, but I want you to look in the realm of the spirit and see what you really are going to get, because you trusted me enough to let something go. I feel God in this. Lot chose the east. Uh-huh. But because of faith and hope, God gave Abraham a multi-directional blessing. Everything that you see, everything you can believe me for, Abraham, that's what I'm going to give you. So here is the word that I believe that God is saying, that God wants us to give as we head into the new year. There are still many major obstacles that we have to face. There are still many difficulties that are not going to go away on January 1st. But remember how you made it this far by keeping your eyes on Jesus and trusting him to see you through it all. Everybody say, through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to depend on his word. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. We talk about this all the time, but this is a word. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Remember that, like Abraham, our journey is not one of sight, but it's one of hope and it's one of faith. So my prayer for you in 2021 is that God will give you options. Everybody say, God's going to give me options. Not just stuck on one thing, but he's going to give you choices. He's going to give you options. But I also pray that with the options that God gives you, He will give you the faith and the hope that you need to know, and even if you can't see your way through, that God is still with me. It doesn't matter where I go. And you know what? This year has revealed that to a lot of people. I've heard this testimony. God will take one thing away just to show you that that's not your blessing. That's not what's getting you through. I'm going to give you something better. Come on, somebody. And I pray that we will go into the new year with the hope that even though we see green grass and we might have lost something, that what seems to be green today can turn brown tomorrow. And greener grass does not guarantee a better blessing. I want you to stick with the promises of God and resist the temptation to trade your birthright and your blessing for something that is hot and trendy right now. Like Esau did. Man, I'll give you everything for some hot soup. If I had a bowl of soup, my kingdom. We can't think like that. We have to have enough hope in God to know it may be hot today, but it'd be cold tomorrow. Might be cold today, but it's going to be hot tomorrow. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Let the church say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. The Apostle Paul says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. Of course, he says the greatest of these is charity. But don't forget about faith and hope. Abraham has been called the father of faith. But we can also call him the father of hope because he trusted in God with what was left. We got to get to the point where we have enough faith in God that even if I didn't get what I thought I was going to get, God can bless what is left. That's why it's no problem to give God 10% because he always blesses what is left. We're going to miss out on the 90% blessing because we won't give 10. That's crazy. That's not even good math. Let the church say amen. We're going to go into the new year boldly with a hope that is based on God and what he is able to do instead of having fear about what the future may hold. So in my conclusion, those three words people love to hear preachers say, in my conclusion, let me leave you with a blessing from the Apostle Paul. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. This is what Paul blessed us with. He said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's powerful. I'm going to read that one again. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the church say amen. I know the Holy Ghost will cause you to speak in tongues, but here's something that we don't always attribute to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gives you the power to hope and to live in hope. That's where I'm trying to be. I'm trying to get to the place where I'm living and abounding in hope. Let the church say amen. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the example of Abraham and even the example of Lot. I pray in the name of Jesus as we approach the year 2021 with all of the things that could happen, all of the stories about what could happen. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will rest and live in hope. We rebuke the spirit of fear. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power, soundness of mind. We're going to trust in your word, trust in your promises. We're going to believe against everything that we see that our God is truly in control and that our God will take care of us. Holy Spirit, empower us. Give us that spirit of discernment. so that we can always see what God sees, not what the world is seeing, but what God sees. Give us faith and hope that will stand the test of times, and we look boldly toward a new future. In Jesus' name, amen.